Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! Rob Parker is not here. Instead, in his place, we have got a special guest today, boy. He's a three-time All-Pro. He is doing a fabulous job here at Fox Sports Radio as the co-host of Up On Games, Saturdays 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern here on Fox Sports Radio. And he does a fantastic job on Fox Sports 1 when I'm with him on Speak for Yourself or Undisputed. And he don't get mad when I beat him up on those shows either. That's why I love him.
I don't. I just take it.
My man, LeVar Arrington. What's up, brother? How are you?
Real well, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's great to have you on, man.
I am excited for this show. I tell you what, when they told me I was going to get to do the show with you today, I marked it off on my calendar.
He just wasn't ready for
I'm ready for some shots, dude. I'm ready for some deflections and all that stuff you always
say. Some qualifications. You know, it's all good, man.
And I won't bring up your NBA pick after this, the Utah Jazz. I won't bring up that you picked
them. I won't bring up the fact that my NBA pick went further than your NBA pick. How about
that? Did they? My pick was Brooklyn. Brooklyn went at least seven.
Okay, you're going to switch it up. See, there you go. There goes Chris. Chris strikes again. You said Lakers out of the West.
No. Well,
you said Lakers out of the West.
Injuries, man. Hold the presses. You ever heard of injuries?
Hold the presses. I do believe if we go back to the record, LeVar said you got to be nervous that they can't stay healthy enough to make it through. One Chris Broussard said, they'll be fine. They'll make it through.
Here, look at this. It's already started. I don't remember any of that. But you'll appreciate this, LeVar, being the son of an ordained minister. Every Wednesday is Worship Wednesday.
Okay.
On the Odd Couple. Yes. So we're going to have some fun.
Man.
Yes.
All right.
We got Marcellus Wiley, our friend, coming on at the bottom of the hour. Okay. So that's going to be fun. But the Odd Couple crew is in full effect. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G running things and on the updates. Our man, Ralph Irvin. All right, LeVar, let's get right to it.
Ralphie, what up?
Woo! Okay, Clippers and Suns last night.
Yeah.
Instant classic.
It is.
Instant classic. And here's what I want to throw out to you. The Clippers, who certainly can feel like they could have won both of those games, especially last night. They should have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
They're down 0-2 for the third straight series.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they already became the first team in NBA history to rally to win two series where they trailed two games to none in the same postseason. They already did that, which no other team had ever done. Mm-hmm. And now they're trying to do it three times, and this is what I throw out to you. Can they, or are they done? Are they toast?
Yes. Yes, they are. And I know Marcellus is probably somewhere listening. Like,
yes,
I'm going to get him when I get on. I know Clipper Durrell is listening to the show right now, and he's pulling his hair out of his hair or his head. I think it's done for – and for no other reason than it should be done for them. And the reason being, Chris, like, just sympathize with me here for a second. You're talking about a Phoenix Suns team that was heading down the lane of not being able to get out of the first series versus the Lakers, due in part to Chris Paul's injury situation.
Right.
Chris Paul pulls through, and they're able to make it out of that, and then they handle the Nuggets, right? I think this team found themselves in that Nuggets, in that Nuggets series. I really do. I think they gritted and gutted out getting out of that Lakers series, but they found themselves as individuals and as a team coming out of that Nuggets series. And you're seeing a team that doesn't even have Chris Paul with them playing at a high enough level to get through those games. And so that says to me, if Chris Paul is coming back anytime soon, which you'd have to assume he's coming back pretty soon, once Chris Paul comes back, because Chris Paul was the catalyst in that
game three, it looks like.
So there you go. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
I'm going to say this. I have learned something this year.
Okay.
And that is.
LeVar is right.
No, that wasn't it. That was way down on the list.
Okay, all right. All right.
But I've learned, LeVar, never to do what you just did, which is write off the L.A. Clippers.
That's fair.
Now, I picked before the series started. I'm with Phoenix. I picked Phoenix in seven. It may not take that long, but I'm picking Phoenix to win the series. So I'm with you on that. But I learned my lesson. I counted them out after they were down 0-2 against Dallas. I didn't fully count them out when they were down 0-2 against Utah. But once Kawhi got hurt, I said they won't get past the Jazz. And you know what was paining me? That I knew I was going to see you soon, whether it was on radio or TV.
Yep.
And you were going to have all that Jazz fodder to throw in my face. But I was surprised. I wrote them off. And I give them – now I won't write them off, so I won't give them a 0% chance, but I'm thinking 5 to 10%. Mm. I'm thinking 5 to 10% because I think Phoenix, as you said, they found themselves, and they present some problems for the Clippers that Utah and Dallas didn't. They're more athletic. Their big man, DeAndre Ayton, can get out on the floor and guard.
He has blown
right?
up, hasn't he?
Oh,
blown
man.
All the way up.
Would I rather have Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic? Sure. But outside of that, DeAndre Ayton is in many ways like a prototypical big man for
today. There you go.
Right?
And that's why I mean, you talk about those first two guys. Those are scoring players. They're not big men. They're scoring players.
Right.
Right? Like they can do it inside, they can do it outside. They're not a master of one thing. They're a jack of trades. You know, this DeAndre Ayton, he's a master of being a big man, and he plays his role very well. And sometimes you would say, okay, you know, do you want a David Robinson or do you want a Joel Embiid? Do you want a Tim Duncan or do you want a Joel Embiid? Like, some people might find themselves saying they want a Tim Duncan over that Joel Embiid. So I think DeAndre Ayton has put himself in the conversation of that right now.
Well, you don't have to run plays for him. You can when you need to, right? But you don't have to, and he's going to get you 18 to 20 or more. He's going to shoot a high percentage. He can get out on the floor and guard. He can protect the rim. And he can finish not just on dunks and layups, but he's got some stuff around the basket. Yeah,
yes,
and he can
he
shoot it fairly well. So
yes, he can.
I love him. They're athletic, you know, which Utah and Dallas weren't particularly athletic. And Utah and Dallas, their offenses were largely, not entirely, but largely
through one player,
one man show. Right, Luka or Donovan.
Hey, Chris. Not only that, but think about the one thing that I give tremendous credit in terms of why the Clippers have been able to bounce back after getting down by two games, are the adjustments that they're making.
Right.
And you got to get that to Tyronn Lue.
Absolutely.
His ability to look at what's going on, diagnose it, and put in place what needs to happen, right? Well, that's what Monty Williams is doing in Phoenix as well. I mean, to go into the start of a series against the Clippers without your leader, you know, your floor general, that was going to be a daunting task. And everybody's like, well, you know, Kawhi Leonard's out, so it shouldn't be a big deal. No, it's a big deal. If you saw the performance that Chris Paul put in to close out the series against the Nuggets, you'd sit there and you'd say, oh, my gosh, they're in trouble. Book is the man. He's a star of the future, superstar of the future. But I got to be honest with you. This was largely in part outside of a few additions, the same team basically from a year ago. So if you lose Chris Paul, you lose something. But you know what? Monty Williams figured out a way to strategically get in and out of these games, these first two games. And even if it came down to no time left on the clock to get it done, he has still found a way to get those two games without his floor general on there. So give a lot of credit to the coaching staff, and it'll be interesting to see if Tyronn Lue can actually maneuver and methodically put together a game plan that can out-game plan or out-weasel or out-mouse what Monty Williams has already done.
That's a great point, because Ty Lue out-coached Rick Carlisle. Quinn Snyder. But he probably won't out-coach Monty. He might not get out-coached. I doubt he will, because he's great. But it'll be even. Like you said, Monty's making the adjustment. We saw that last night with that great play call to win the game. Let me throw this at you.
All right.
And I was asked this morning on Undisputed, what was the biggest reason that the Clippers lost the game? And I hated to say it, because obviously over 48 minutes, a ton of stuff happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was great down the stretch for the most part, except for 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to say it. Look, those two free throws, you're an 89% foul shoot, right?
Yeah,
that was it, because at the very least, I'm going into overtime. I'm probably winning the game if you hit those two. But at the very least, I live to play in overtime. Am I being too harsh to say that was it? That was it. Those two free throws, that cost them the game.
Wow. Can we say that the same exact thing may have costed Ben Simmons his career? I mean, let's be honest here.
Not his career, but
his
career in Philadelphia.
he's been beat down so bad. I almost feel like it beat his career to death, let alone just him in the series in this year. I mean, it's been brutal.
It's been terrible.
The idea of looking at Paul George in a playoff P moment. Everybody's talked about how he's back and how he has traveled. You know, Marcellus will come on and say he has traveled a far and tremendous distance away from where we were when we talked about him last playoff season. And he hasn't been the same guy since leaving Indianapolis or whatever. I don't know. But, you know, the idea of it to me is, in those big moments, if you really want to solidify who you are, you can't take a big moment and expect and hope that that big moment was enough. And he had a couple of them in the last series, Chris. The great ones always have to take the moment and seize it.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of them. That's what makes you great. And now you can have the conversation like, okay, he bowed down in a moment where a great one would have stepped up, and that would have just been an afterthought to think that they would miss those free throws, or, you know, if they would make them free throws. So it's sad. I'm not going to say he's the reason why they lost. I saw several different things that would say, okay, you know, this is something that the Clippers have to work on, or they're going to get swept. But in a moment where the team actually played well enough to win the game, and free throws ended up being a reason why it didn't go as far as it could have, I mean, it lends to the accountability of your star player, you know, taking on that blame.
No question. And look, I get it. They wouldn't have even been in that position, right, if he doesn't score 9 points in the last 2.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't go on a 6-2 run himself to give them the lead with 22 seconds left. So I get all that. But you got to hit at least one, if not both of those free throws. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are the LA Clippers done after falling behind 0-2 once again? And how much blame does Paul George deserve for that loss last night? It is your turn to weigh in with Chris and LeVar, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard, LeVar Arrington in for Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Worship Wednesday. And we're throwing it out to you, 877-99 on Fox. Are the Clippers done? Toast. Finito. After going down 0-2 for the third straight playoff series. And what do you got to say about Playoff P? I thought he was shaming. He was shaming everyone who had called him, ridiculed him as Pandemic P, as Way Off P, as Playoff PU. He was doing that.
Is off.
He was putting those titles to bed.
Yes, he was.
And now all he did was add another one because Shannon Sharp was calling him Polyester P.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
It shrinks when it gets hot. So
ooh.
Yeah. Look, the good news is he's got time, I guess, right? He got some games left to redeem himself, but
ain't not many.
Yeah, that was a bad one. So, all right, let's get to the callers. 877-99 on Fox. What do you got?
Yeah, Chris, let's go out to the phone lines, right? Let's talk to blind Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington. What you got?
What's up, Chris and LeVar? How y'all doing?
What's up, bro?
We are good, man. What's happening?
I'm just chilling. I think with this, I think the Los Angeles Clippers are done because, you know, they start out 0-2, and, you know, say what you want to say, they have came back from 0-2 leads, but I think the Suns are probably one of the stronger teams that they've had, especially when you have Chris Paul coming back soon from the COVID.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree.
They present Paul. I got to be honest, with or without Chris Paul, I think they're in deep trouble, but you got to figure adding him. It's going to make it even tougher because he just doesn't let you make mistakes. But, you know, Marcellus, I don't know if you saw him today, LeVar. One of the things we got to ask him about, he actually said he thinks them getting Chris Paul back is going to make it easier, yes, for the Clippers. So I want to hear him. I know Chris has had some playoff failures, but I wouldn't go that far. But we'll see. We'll see what Marcellus has to say in a few moments. But
well, let's see what Mark.
Calls.
Yeah, let's see what Mark in Sacramento has to say. Mark, what up?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Mark?
What it do?
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm well. Hey, Chris, real quick, I want you to do me a favor. Let Rob know that Betty lost on the Nets. Send the shoes to Marty's little man, River.
Okay? Did y'all do a Jordan bet?
Yeah, we did. My Stacey Adams versus Stacey his Jordans. Adams. Remember that?
Right. So you don't want him to send you some Stacey Adams?
Send him to River. Send him to Little River. His foot probably grew two inches right now. So,
That is very generous of you. Because you know Rob wasn't going to send you Stacey Adams. He was going to send
that.
You some Tracy Adams.
I saw what he did to you. I got it. real quick, I don't think it's over. And let's stop trying to give Paul Pierce names. Let's just call him. Paul George.
Wow.
Let's just call him Paul George.
Hold on, but here's the problem, Mark. He gave himself the nickname.
True. That's the other reason should just call him his name. Except just tell me, man. Don't give yourself no name. We're just going to call you your name, Paul George, because that's who you are. Yeah, take that away. And real quick, the last thing I wanted to say is the Clippers aren't done yet because they're going home, and they were two free throws in a lob pass away from this being 1-1.
You're right.
They had a chance to win game one. Like, they should be telling themselves we could be up 2-0. I agree with
you. Exactly. Yeah, and the last thing I wanted to say real quick is that I hope that the city of Milwaukee and the city of Atlanta which has been the most scrutinized cities in the country the last 15 months or so, they can start some healing process on what's about to happen in the cities and grow from this, because this is good for those cities. They need this. You guys have a good one.
All right. Sounds good to me. That sounds good to me, Mark. Always bringing the knowledge.
That's dope.
He's one of our regulars. Yeah, so Rob G and Alex, y'all write that down. Tell Rob, send the shoes to River. River's going to be fortunate.
Kid, Google a Boogla. Jordan's versus Stacey Adams. That's a real bet right there. That's like, do you you take a bet with a Porsche versus an Impala. You know what I mean? Like the one with the hydraulics on it, not the new ones.
Right. I'm with you on that.
All right, come on, let's keep it going. We got a little bit of time, so let's go down to the South, man. Let's go to the dirty. Let's go to Joseph in Miami. What you got, Joe?
Joseph. Hello. Yep. Hello. What's happening?
Hey. What's going on, Chris Navarro? Long time podcast listener, first time listening live and calling in. So thank you guys.
Wow. All right. Well, don't make it the last.
No, we'll make it the last. Huge fan, but maybe what the last caller said, we'll just call him Paul George. But it's hard not to when, you know, he keeps blowing these big moments. I know he just carried him past the Jazz, and that's also why I don't think we could count out the Clippers yet. I thought Dallas for sure had him, thought Utah for sure had him. But I don't think. I think with Chris Paul coming back, he's not going to allow that to happen. A nice veteran leader like that, they're going to be able to finish it. Maybe steal a game in L.A., but definitely finish out the series in maybe six.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Like, I picked seven. I'm going to give the Clippers a shot to get to seven. It, look, if you get to seven, anything can happen. But I just think without Kawhi, and Kawhi, I don't think is coming back, LeVar. Without him, I just think it's too much to ask.
You know, when I looked at the Jazz series, I just thought that if you make one, like, small adjustment, they would have got the Clippers up out of there when they lost Kawhi Leonard. The fact that they continue to allow the abuse of Rudy Gobert the way that they did during that series was is unexplainable, and it's unacceptable.
That's the difference. Ty Lue, if you notice, he has not been afraid to just take somebody out. Rondo, you're not playing this series or these last few games. Terrence Mann, I know you haven't played in a while. We're throwing you in there. We need you. Yeah. We're Zubac, we're bringing you off the bench this series. Now you're starting this series. Like, he's made those types of lineup changes where I think Quinn Snyder looked at it like, this is my defensive player of the year three times over. How can I take him out? But the situation called for it. It really did. Mm-hmm. And so they got exposed because of it.
But they did.
All right. Well, we got Marcellus Wiley, both of our good friends, coming up. And we're going to have to ask him about his disrespect of Chris Paul. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest is the co-host of Speak for Yourself. You can catch it live on FS1, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern, obviously 12 to 3, or what, no, 11, no, 12 to 2 Pacific. The great Marcellus Wiley. What is up, brother?
Sound like
oh, man,
home.
I know you. I am not believing in this trap you're trying to set. Nope, I'm starting off on fire. I know where you want to take me, so let's
yes,
just
you
go
do.
There and I'll deal
you,
with it.
Because you know, because as soon as you said it, you thought, oh, my God, what did I just say? Yeah, I was watching. And yeah, my mouth was agape when I heard you say that the Los Angeles Clippers will have a better chance, an easier chance to win against Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
Because the Suns are bringing back an MVP candidate, first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best point guards of all time in Chris Paul. Explain yourself, Marcellus.
Please, Marcellus.
Oh, man. Okay. So I'm talking to people well-versed in athletics, the sports world, where we know styles make fights. Now, on paper, that's where the fans go. They just say, who's better? And that's who they put their money on in Vegas. But we go deeper than that. Let's go beyond the surface, and we look at what this team looks like in complexion with Chris Paul and without Chris Paul. No one out there can disagree with this. We saw last night they had 60 points in the paint. That's in part because Cam Payne, when he's running a point, or even Devin Booker, because he's a three-dimensional offensive player, we know that they're going to strike us in the paint where it hurts us most. Zubac tried yesterday. That was a solid effort. But we know that DeAndre Ayton, let me call him by his real name, DeAndre Eaton, is going to always eat this entire series down low. What we can't do is magnify the issues in the paint. Chris Paul, who I love, does two things that actually favor us. One, he's not going to try and drive into the paint with all that intensity. He likes the elbow. He likes the mid-range. Two, he just doesn't have the same turnover that he used to before in terms of turning the corner. What does that mean? Rondo is licking his chops for Chris Paul to come back because of that matchup. But I knew you were going to roll your eyes at that. So I got stats, and I also got complexion of how they play. But more importantly, you can just look at the numbers. They shot 55% in game one, 50% in game two. Do you know that 55% is the highest that they shot in the postseason this year? Why? Because they're playing at a different pace. So it's not like Chris Paul ain't the dude. It's not even like the team may not come out and be better. It's just the style of play is something that we weren't prepared for. As I remind people, we beat them 2-1 in the regular season series, matched up against that Chris Paul-led team. When they come out like this with Cam Payne and Devin Booker at the point, they running at a different speed and intensity. I ain't gonna lie. That is compromising us.
But wouldn't you say this, Marcel? What's up, man? It's VAR here. You know, it's nice
I know
to hear
who
your
this
voice.
Is. You know, I football.
You're trying
Hall
to be all yeah, calm yeah, and, you know, collected right now.
Yeah.
I don't hear his voice too often anymore, Chris. So I'm going to take advantage right now and say, hey, how you doing, brother?
My dog.
Now I got to say this because I mentioned this earlier. Not only is it style points or styles make fights and style makes games, and I agree with you on that. Matchups here, I agree. But the one thing that you'd have to assume is that the Phoenix Suns are going to, in fact, have Monty Williams putting them in the proper positions. So while your theory may sound good in thought and in delivery from you. You do well with your deliveries, of course. But in reality, if that's what you're saying and that's what you're thinking, don't you think that right now Monty Williams is saying to himself, I have a distinct roster advantage over the Los Angeles Clippers. And if I have to make a shift or a change in terms of personnel-wise and how that looks, don't you believe Monty Williams will do it at this point?
Oh, absolutely. I respect his chess game. No problem there. However, we got to respect the MVP in terms of coaching right now in these playoffs in terms of mismatches, chess game, and adjustments. That's Ty Lue. So Ty Lue, look, we're off to slow starts in every series. 0-2, 0-2, 0-2. We find a way. We figured out a way so far in the two previous series. This one is still up in the air. I'm not going to lie to you guys, but I will say this. When you're talking about what Chris Paul presents, when you talk about what the Phoenix Suns present, it's a game of Tetris. It's how it all fits together. So they look one way with Chris Paul. They score differently. They score more. They score more efficiently without Chris Paul. Now, are they a better team with Chris Paul? Obviously, because and field generalship and court generalship and him and his acumen and just calming them down in moments. They almost gave that game away yesterday. We only led for 30 seconds. Chris Paul wouldn't allow them to be in that position to give a game away. I respect that. But they just threaten us differently when we have to deal with Cam Payne, who had a career high of 29 points last night. This is not a hot take. This is just watch what I'm saying and watch the pace of play change when Chris Paul is back as the point guard.
Look, America, let me translate this for you. Like all the rest of Clipper land, Marcellus is still in pain because the way Chris Paul left. He didn't deliver the championship he was supposed to deliver. Then he left under cover of night. So I get it. I get all that. All right.
Like the Ravens. Yeah, like the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, jeez. Now, Chris, you're going to make me do my hot take. Now, here's my hot take. Okay, since we know CP3 is forever a Clipper, because once you're a Clipper, you always a Clipper, he going to do the Clipper thing that we know and expect of Chris Paul. What is Chris Paul known for? Kind of the same thing as Playoff P without a nickname. He has playoff woes. 3-1 up. Where's your hamstring? Up game 5 in Houston. Where's your hamstring? Where's your shoulder? Now you got COVID. Like, when has COVID ever helped the team? I'm telling you, Phoenix sitting there saying, damn, my man Chris called COVID actually helped us go up 2-0. Because I guarantee you, when Chris Paul comes into the fold, we're going to make this a competitive series that we're going to be victorious in. Just because Rondo, Pat Bev on Chris Paul is a whole different animal than them being on campaign. Mark my words.
Well, look, I'm glad you brought up Playoff P. Because I got to ask. Look, I'm going to give it to him. He was great for that 2-minute stretch. And I'm not saying that to be funny. He was awesome, right? At the end of the game, brought him back. They wouldn't have had the chance to win it if it were not for his exploits and scoring 9 points in 2 minutes. But the 2 missed free throws, Marcellus, I mean, where are you at on it? He's an 85% foul shooter for his career.
Yeah, man. You know, I saw the statistic. What was it? 3.7% of the time in Paul George's career has he had 2 free throws and missed both of them. So, obviously, we're talking about a 96.3% chance he goes up there and at least makes one. And he didn't do that. And we all know the game. It's mental. In that moment, right. Some people think you can overthink it. But you know what's funny? From my experience, sometimes you can try and underwhelm a moment because you're like, I don't want to be nervous. And you got to understand, in sports, it's a balancing act. You can't get too high, and you can't get too low. Watch PG sometime, man. Look at his facial expression. It's almost contrived how he's always trying to act like he's just even keel. Nothing fazing me. And he even does it in post game. The sky is falling. PG like, oh, it's all good. I'm still standing here unscathed. So sometimes I think him trying to underwhelm moments actually comes back to bite him. It's okay to ride with the emotions of that moment. Get up, get down, but make sure you stay in balance. And I don't see that all the time for my dog.
I think that's a good explanation because, I mean, you guys know this. I feel like he's in his head all the time.
Yep.
Fighting a battle in his head. And I agree. I think whoever he's talked to probably did tell him, man, just it's any other game. Don't worry. It's not even a big deal, which can be effective for some people. But like you said, it might have worked against him in this case.
Yeah, you got to stay in your own zone, man. It's all about mindfulness. So what that balance looks like, look, I take it to my DJ world. It's so funny when you DJ, 2 things you learn about music. One is when you see an equalizer, don't push all the buttons to the top. You know why? That doesn't sound good. You know what I mean? But you think, hey, let's max everything out. It's going to sound the best. No, it doesn't work that way. Some up, some down, some in the middle. Here's the second thing you learn. You don't play all the hits at the same energy level all night. I don't give a damn how many great songs you play in a row. You got to give people a time to take a little step back. Let them go to the bar. Let them go to the restroom. Let them holler at that fine girl across the room. Whatever it is, you got to play the music that sets that tone and mood. If you're going to lead our team without Kawhi, you got to set the table, PG. Sometimes I don't think he set the table. He just let them boys eat. And them boys looking at him like, dog, you're the big dog. Set the table. And that's why we have some issues.
All right. Word. That's our man, Marcellus Wiley. Check him out Monday through Friday. Speak for yourself on FS1. You won't be disappointed. Good stuff, man. I mean, you was crazy with the take, but you did at least have some logic.
Whether we agree
or not, you backed it up.
You know, the teacher is about to rip it up, and then she read it. She's like, that ain't that dumb, but it's kind of stupid. Clips and six. Let's go.
Wow.
He said it last round.
My dog.
Last round. God.
All right, peace, Marcellus. Man. Yeah. More Odd Couple coming your way. Chris and LeVar. Yeah. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. Chris and LeVar coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And LeVar, let's take a trip to Major League Baseball just for a few moments. And yesterday, you know they got this whole sticky gate going on.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, they're testing pitchers for glue and stickum and spider tack and pine tar and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, Joe Girardi, the manager of the Phillies, the Philadelphia Phillies, he had Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer tested three times or checked three times by the umpires. It was kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where Scherzer and the Nationals were upset. And I'm going to say this. Now, I don't have a problem with Girardi doing that, because if you don't set a certain number of times, if I'm a manager, I'm testing this dude as much as I can. I know they have to be tested twice a game, the starters, and then the umpires can determine if a challenge by an opposing manager is legitimate. So the umpires can stop it if they want. But if I'm an opposing manager, LeVar, I'm trying to get in your head. I'm trying to mess up your rhythm. I'm having you checked out as much as I can. I'm trying to get you angry so you get off your game. So they're going to have to put a rule in to stop this. But here's what I'm going to blame it on Major League Baseball, LeVar.
Okay.
And because, number one, there's been a culture in Major League Baseball where they allow cheating to a degree. Where, I mean, all these pitchers are coming out saying, hey, we've been using some type of stick'em to grip the ball for years. It's passed down from generation to generation. And baseball has winked at it. They've known, and they've let it go. And I think a certain degree of cheating was allowed, and the Houston Astros took it too far, and baseball came down on them because it was exposed by some reporters. Because human nature is, if you give me an inch, I'm taking a yard.
Mm-hmm.
And they have allowed them to cheat. Like, LeVar, throwing at a batter, these unwritten rules, that has to go too. Throwing at a batter is a cheap shot.
Mm-hmm.
And in football, what if it was legal that, you know, if the team burned you as a cornerback, you got burned for a bomb or a fly pattern. On the next possession, is it okay for your linebacker to take a cheap shot at the quarterback? No.
Yeah.
But that's what it is in baseball. It's okay for you to throw at the batter because some guy homered on you or disrespected you in some way. They got to get rid of all these unwritten rules, all the cheating to the best they can to stop this from going on. That's what I think, man.
You know, just real quickly, I would say, I would challenge and push back and say, instead of it being a look the other way culture or allow it to happen culture, it just might be a culture of trying to get ahead. And you know, I want to say cheating. It might be a culture of cheating. But I think it's difficult when everybody is doing the same things and trying to figure out the new ways and new things.
Right.
I just think it's hard.
But don't you think if they came down on whoever they find out's doing it, others would stop?
I don't think so. I mean, you've had people get banned from the Olympics for a lifetime. You've had guys get suspended and kicked out of the league. I mean, look at Josh Gordon. You know what I mean? Like, at what point would it have been enough to go in a different direction? I just think that what it's going to be is what it's going to be. And in the world of competition, you're always going to have people trying to figure out what's the next best thing that can give them a competitive edge.
I do think guys are always going to be looking for something, but I think it's easier when you let certain things go. Like if they let obviously you could call holding on every play in the NFL. But if there was certain holding that they just let go, hey, you can do that, then I think it makes it easier for guys to do that and then some and think they can get away with it. But we will get back to the NBA talk. There's plenty. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.